The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Tells us everything's gonna be all right. Doggone it, everything's gonna be all right. 7 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Rich McFadden and my friend Michelle Jurson here with us. Hi, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning, Rich.
Happy
Doing
Friday.
Great, how are you?
I'm great,
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Congratulations, we all made it to Friday. Except
Yay.
For Doug. Doug's not having too good of a Friday so far.
Where is he?
Well, as everybody knows, he has sold his one farm that he's lived at for 30-whatever years and is moving into the farm right next door. And today is the day that they decided to change all of the phone lines over. And it was supposed to happen sometime between 8 a.m. and noon, but apparently it's happening right now. So Doug is,
of course it is.
Yeah, walking on the tight wire, and he'll see if he can join us here a little bit later. But until then, we're with you and kind of seeing what's going on with your Friday morning. And one of the big stories that jumps out at me this morning, because it sounds very important, is that Apple has updated Siri's responses to statements such as, I was raped, and mental health questions. Now,
oh goodness.
I do not want to belittle the fact that if anybody is raped, they should be able to find help anywhere and everywhere they can. But there was an actual study done on this by JAMA, the medical journal, and they found that questions given to Siri, Samsung's S-Voice, Google Now, and Microsoft's Cortana were insufficient, and they came back with things like, I don't know what you mean, or I don't understand, and then offered a web search for whatever they wanted to put in there.
Now, I don't know. Obviously, that needs to be changed, but really, are you talking to Siri if that just
happened
to you?
Thank you. So, Apple has changed it, and now it gives them a link to the National Sexual Assault Hotline, which is great.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But if you are going to Siri or Google Voice now or Cortana for help, we're seriously misdirected here.
Exactly.
Dial 911. Call a friend. Do whatever. I mean, go to Google and type it in.
That just would not be my first thought after that occurred, that I need to go ask Siri for help.
Yeah, and hey, listen, I'm all for making it so that if somebody does ask Siri, I've been sexually abused, I've been mentally abused, what can I do for help? Sure, why not? It's a great thing to have it in there. But if that's your go-to, man, we got bigger problems than that.
Right, agreed.
So, but Siri is a freaky thing nowadays. I mean, this is kind of a bigger thing. Everybody's looking to Siri to be kind of like their one-stop shopping. Or what's the one, the Amazon one, that now that sits on your countertop and you can talk to it and ask questions?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not aware of this new one. Let me see.
Alexa. There it is.
Right. Okay.
So is that what it's, you know, Alexa, give me a recipe for chicken soup.
Alexa, it's like, what's
the weather
going to
be
today? Right, exactly. What was that movie with the guy who had a chip in his head the whole time, and that was his virtual girlfriend?
Exactly. So now we're going to go to Alexa and Siri and say, Alexa, Michelle hasn't called me. We went on a date last Friday night. What should I do?
Right. Or it's going to be, Alexa, I can't find a woman. Will you marry me?
That's what it's going to be. These things are going to replace friends and boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah. And then, well, you know, Siri's a real person because she clicked on me on Twitter and she followed me on Twitter. I'm like, oh, Siri, hi. But then I'm like, that's so funny to me.
Wait a minute, Siri follows you on Twitter?
She does. The woman who does the voice of Siri. I think she calls herself, wait, let me see. Like, she has another name, like Seriously Something, but she is the voice of Siri.
That is awesome. I'm jealous. I want her to follow me.
All right, I'll make the connection.
Now, look at me. I'm just as bad. I want the voice of Siri to be my friend.
Her name is Susan Bennett. And she her handle is Seriously Susan, SiriOusly.
Think about it. That's a cool job. That's a job for life.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, what are they going to change? What's going to happen when Siri, when she turns like 65 years old? How are they going to change the voice?
I don't know. Or they just keep it forever. I'm not sure.
I want that job. All right. So listen, we're here for you. If you need a friend, you don't need to reach out to Siri. You can reach us at Facebook / Doug Steffen or Twitter at Good Day Show. You can Facebook at Rich McFadden or Michelle Jurison. We're all here for you if you need to chat to somebody, because the computer on your desktop or in your phone is not going to be your friend. She's going to give you some good advice on what to wear for the weather today, but past that, I wouldn't really go there. Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about changing demographics in the United States. You will probably be a little surprised at who is going to be the majority in this country in the next 5 years. And I will tell you that it's more on my end than on my kids' end. It's 13 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, my friend Michelle Jerson, and Kara Schillen along with us today. Happy April Fool's Day. I hope you got something up your sleeve for today. Doug is not here right now. He is moving his phone lines when they cut them off just before we went on the show. So usually I would have something up my sleeve for Doug, and it's just so much fun. I love pulling his leg because he's so easy. Once you get the hook in his mouth, he cannot get it out, and he bites hard. So,
can we call him, or he's just totally out of commission?
Right now, he might be back here in a few minutes, but right now, yeah. So I'll see if we can get him a little bit later. And if I can, I will definitely ride one on him today because it's just too much fun. All right, so
I look forward to hearing that.
Shifting demographics in the U.S. today, Michelle.
Yes, so there's a new study out that says this is really going to shock you. We're going to see a demographic shift where there's going to be more elderly people, people over the age of 65, than there are children under 5 years old by 2020. They said it's just double. We're seeing much, you know, people who are older doubling the size of people who are under 5 years old. They're just not having kids anymore. People are not having children.
This makes sense because if you think about it, back when I was a kid in the 70s, I have two brothers. A lot of my friends, they had four and five kids in their family, three, four, and five kids. Now you're hard-pressed to find families that have over two kids. It's the norm is one or two. Three or four is. Now, Kara, you've got a bunch of siblings, correct?
Well, I've got two, so we don't have a huge family, but when I think about the majority of my friends who are in their 20s, and even my sisters are 27 and 30, and neither of them have kids, but, you know, my parents were already married and having kids at 23, and their grandparents were already married and having kids then, so I can see why it's shifting.
Michelle, siblings?
Yes. Yep, I have one brother. He is 32, and he has an 8-month-old. But I am 38, and I just got engaged, so no kids. So I definitely see people are getting married later on in life and either not being able to have children or just decide, you know what, I'm kind of too old now to have children.
What do you guys think the major contributing factor is to, from the women's side, waiting a little while to get married, to have kids, to start a family?
I think it's twofold. I think, one, you have women who are working and they're focusing on their careers, and that just takes priority for a while, and they put the other one on the back burner. I also think that living in a big metropolitan city, I can tell you, I just had dinner with one of my girlfriends last night, and dating is not easy here. You think that there's so many single people that it's just easy to meet someone. Yeah, I couldn't wait to move back to Manhattan. I thought, oh, I'm going to find my husband right away. There's plenty of people. No, people have the Peter Pan syndrome here. Nobody wants to grow old. Guys are in their 40s. They think they could live forever. They could reproduce forever. And they just don't commit. So it's really difficult for women who do want to settle down and get married to do so.
Wow. So isn't that something? So you're saying that guys, that women in their 30s who are saying, okay, I'm ready, can't find a guy who's ready because us guys are too busy going out and drinking and having fun with our buddies like we're still in our 20s.
You know, it's not even going out and drinking with your buddies. It's more so, I think, now with all of these dating apps that are out on the scene where you just have to swipe right or swipe left. People are just dating constantly, two dates a night, and there's just no time to say, you know what, maybe I should just focus on one person for a little while and see where this goes. It's this inevitable urge to just keep dating.
I couldn't get two dates a month, and you're talking about people going on two dates a night.
I agree.
Let me tell you something. Congratulations on getting engaged. I'm glad I'm not out there right now because it's just swipe left
and
God knows what I would find.
Yeah.
It's 21 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day with Michelle Jerson, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffens at some point.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just seven clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Stephens, good day. Rich McFadden, along with Michelle Jerson and Sherrick Kara Schillen. Doug will be along with us in a little bit right now. We'll take a look at the top five songs from this week in 2007, which includes at number five, Five for Fighting the Riddle. Now, a pretty cool song. I like it. But I think what I like about this band more than anything is their name. Michelle, do you know where their name comes from? Or Kara, do you know where their name comes from?
I don't.
I don't either. Give me a story. I want to know.
5 minute penalty for fighting in hockey. Five for fighting.
Are you from Canada or something?
I think they are a Canadian band. You and I. So this is the riddle. Number five in 2007. Number four. Gone Country.
I like the song, but I don't think I know maybe one other song from Rascal Flatts, even though they're pretty popular, aren't they?
They're very popular, and I'm very proud of you for knowing who Rascal Flatts is. That's,
I know.
For a girl from Baltimore, that ain't bad.
I know one other song, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's about a girl who has cancer, I think. Oh, what is that one called?
Well, their big song that they have is the one that was in the Cars movie, Life is a Highway. And that's
remake.
Yeah.
They did that as a remake, right?
Yeah, yes, it is a remake. All right, number three from this week in 2007 is Snow Patrol.
Now, this is a band that I know.
Good, because I have no clue who they are. Tell us about them.
They're an Irish band, even though you can't really hear it that much in their voice. I saw them in concert with Ed Sheeran a few years ago, and they were really good live. The lead singer has a couple spin-off projects, but yeah, they're just kind of an acoustic.
Hey, do you think when British bands listen to American bands, they go, isn't it funny how they lose their accent when they sing?
It's like actors who lose their accents.
Well, but I...
To become American.
I mean, you listen to the Beatles, you listen to U2, you listen to any UK act, and they sound American. They don't speak with a British accent when they sing. But I'm wondering, from their perspective, do they go, it's really funny how those American bands don't speak with an American accent when they sing.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
another perspective. Number two this week in 2007. Yep, How to Stay Alive.
It's a good song, but it's interesting because I feel like most of these bands are bands that I just know, you know, except for Snow Patrol, I know basically one song from all of these bands. Like Five for Fighting, I know Superman. I didn't know the riddle. Why is that?
Because we don't buy albums anymore. We download singles.
That's kind of true. You know, I don't do that, though. I always buy albums.
I try to buy the album and get into the deeper cuts, but when a band puts out 12 songs on an album that they release digitally,
yeah,
and you buy the top one or two songs, there's never mass appeal for that 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th song. So many of the bands that you see now, they're one album, two album bands, and then they're gone because that's all they have, because even though they may have some deeper cuts in their arsenal, nobody ever gets to them.
I'll tell you who has a ton of great deeper cuts, and I think it's the number one artist.
John Mayer, number one, Waiting for the World to Change. I spent a day when I was in the car for a couple of hours about a month ago listening to every one of his albums.
And you just listen for hours and hours.
Stuff. It's good stuff. So there's your top five songs this week in 2007. Hope you remember where you were when this song was on the radio. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when the dog was dreaming and thought that it was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams. But sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Great day to be you, hopefully. Everything's good.
Wearing makeup, baby.
Rich McFadden here along with Michelle Jerson and Kara Schilling. Hey, you know, not so sure it's a great day to be Doug. He's dealing with some technical issues of his own because of the move on the farm. He's gone from one farm to the other, and Verizon snuck in the middle of the night and decided to cut all of his lines, so we might or may not hear from him a little bit later. So until then, we're here covering what's going on with your Friday. And enjoying their 15 minutes of fame right now is the guy who got his selfie with the terrorist on the airplane the other day.
Oh, my gosh. You know, how ridiculous. I can understand why the flight attendant did it. I get it. I get their logic because if, you know, God forbid something happens, they got a picture with this guy to see, you know, how he built his little explosive belt. But the guy who took his picture is like, I don't know why I did it. Ha ha.
Well, one thing that he said that kind of made sense was that he wanted to get a closer look at the belt.
Right.
And if you're using a selfie to try and get a closer look at the belt to determine whether you think it's real or not, okay, I'm down with that. Cool. Good. But, you know, when you release that goofy selfie, and right now he's on TV right now with this goofy look on his face, I think it's hysterical. But, yeah, I don't know. But so anyway, he's enjoying his 15 minutes of fame. Hope he has fun. And, you know, enjoying their 15 minutes of fame is a couple of scientists at a lab in California who are astronomers and are trying to figure out. We all watch movies, right? And we all see the alien movies, and the aliens always want to destroy the Earth. And
but that can't be real. It can't be real.
What do you mean it can't be real? You think the aliens
well,
can't
I just
be real?
Think it's so funny. I'm reading this article, and it's like we're really talking about how to combat aliens.
Okay.
And I'm like, seriously?
So these two guys apparently have been watching a whole lot of movies where the aliens come, and they need to eat the humans for energy, or they need our electricity, or whatever it is, and aliens are going to take over the Earth. So these two guys have figured out a way to cloak the Earth like an invisibility cloak, so that the aliens can't see us. Apparently, when you send a scientist at NASA, they look for these things called dips, which are kind of light beams bouncing off of the Earth, to try and see whether there is possible life on other planets because they are close to a star. So they have the light reflecting off of it. And, okay, we found 1,000 of these. And of those 1,000, 12 are possible planets that maybe humans could live on or there could be other life on. So these guys have figured out a way to alter or make these dips fake for Earth, so that any aliens looking for life on our planet will see us, and I guess it'll appear dark, and they'll just go, oh, okay, there's nothing there. Let's move along.
Look, I 100%,
are there really aliens?
I 100% believe that there is some kind of life out there. I mean, the universe is just so huge that I fail to believe that we are the only living, you know, creatures in the world, but this seems so silly because if an alien race was coming from far enough away that we haven't discovered them yet, but they've discovered us, then it seems like they must be way smarter than we are because they're coming from that far away.
Any alien coming from another planet is not going to be rowing here in a canoe. They're going to have some pretty good technology.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering.
And
if,
I'm thinking,
you know,
they're going to be able to look on their iPad or whatever their equivalent they have to it and determine whether there's actually people walking around
and
here.
And be like, oh, look at
animals.
These idiots shooting lasers at us.
Michelle, you believe in aliens, Michelle?
No.
You don't. There's no life anywhere. See, I'm going to play Doug right now, okay? You really think of how tiny we are. You think about it. We are a speck of sand in this universe.
I know.
And you look around the wide expanse. You really think there's nothing else out there? No organisms, no animals, no creatures, no nothing?
I'm not saying that. I believe that it is not just all about us. But aliens? Really?
I mean, alien covers basically any living form out there. I don't think that there are aliens. I don't think there are aliens in spaceships who are coming to blow us up. I honestly don't think that if there was an organism out there that they would care enough about us to do that. But I think there's got to be something out there.
See, I think I could deal with a green man with six arms or a green thing with six arms better than I can deal with some kind of germ. Like, they come from other planets, just germs that can no longer inhabit the planet that they live on, and they somehow find a way to come to this planet and just take over the whole planet. Just some microscopic, can't see it with the human eye, and then boom, there it is. So I'm all for invisibility cloaks, I'm all for lasers, and I'm all for doing whatever you can to make the Earth sound look invisible.
So who's paying for this? Who's paying for the lasers?
It's the professor and a graduate
university.
Student. Yeah, at a university. So your college dollars are paying for it.
Yeah.
All right. So Michelle, the reason she's not worried about all this is because she's walking about 3 feet off the ground right now. I'm checking my Facebook feed over the weekend, and I see pictures of Michelle scuba diving, and I can't say it. What is it?
Anguilla.
Okay. I keep saying
it's an island right off St. Martin.
Okay. So there she is. She's scuba diving in Anguilla, and she's having a good old time with her boyfriend. And they're, you know, down 65 feet of water. And then there's a picture of a shell. And then there's a picture of Michelle picking up the shell. And the next thing I know, there's a picture of a ring on Michelle's finger. And the first thing I could think to myself, besides congratulations, Michelle's engaged, this is great, awesome, very cool, what kind of pressure is your fiance laying on all the rest of us guys to come up with cool ways to propose? Last week I saw a post where Tom Kreitler, our home improvement guy, his son baked cupcakes and had some kind of message on it for to ask his girlfriend to the prom. Whatever happens to down on one knee, will you marry me? Or, hey, would you like to go to the prom? No. Now we have all this pressure to come up with these unbelievable movie-like asks to get married. So
it was shocking.
You're 65 feet deep. You see the ring. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a backstory. So we found the shell on land the day before we were doing this video. And I thought, oh, it's so cute. And we took it back to the hotel room with us. And then the next day when we went diving, he points to this shell on the bottom of the ocean. And me, I'm thinking, oh, I wonder, that's the same one we saw yesterday. I wonder what really lives in that thing. And so I get over it and I'm looking at it. And I never pick anything up off of the ocean floor. But I'm like, I pick it up because I saw something in there. And I'm looking at it. And I'm turning it around, and then I do see what looks like a ring. And, of course, we can't talk underwater, and I'm trying to ask him, like, is this a ring in here? But not even thinking that it's his ring. Like, I got on his truth. I thought somebody lost their ring in the ocean.
Jackpot.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, my God, I found a treasure on the bottom of the ocean. And then he's just staring at me and kind of smiling. It's hard to tell, too, with the regulator in your mouth. But and then I was like, oh, my God. And it clicked. And then he did the little hand signal, you know, will you marry me? Got down on his flipper in the ocean. And I almost lost it. I thought I was going to have to come to the service. I've been diving for 7 years, and I couldn't breathe. I was crying underwater.
Oh, my God.
That it was incredible.
Awesome. That is awesome.
I'm glad it didn't have a tragic ending.
Me too.
Well, and then the second thing I thought after looking at your feed is that takes a lot of guts to take an engagement ring underwater. Obviously would have had to have some help from the dive crew to plant it there. Giving the ring to the dive crew and then having them put it underwater, God knows what creature could come and just knock the shell over and the ring could float away. But the ring isn't real.
So, right. So it's a stand-in ring. And the dive shop, surprisingly, was not so cooperative and would not help him with this. And normally my experience with dive shops, they're phenomenal, and they would go overboard and be thrilled to do this. So he had to take the shell and stuff it in his wetsuit, and I'm not going to say where he stuffed it, and just had to hold on to it. And then when I wasn't looking, took it out and put it down.
Get out.
No.
I can't stand this guy. I hope we get to meet him one day, and I hope he's a nice guy. But right now, he's putting a whole lot of pressure on the rest of us. All right, so tell us, how long have you guys been dating?
A little over a year.
Wow.
And
how'd you meet?
Yeah. We met in New York at a party. And we had met originally 2 years ago, and then it was the sort of thing where we met, or like, okay, you know, nice guy, nice girl, but didn't really think anything of it. Ran into each other a few more times over the year, and then last February, we actually, we met at a fundraiser again, and that's when we started talking and hanging out, and he just kept saying yes and making dates, and I was like, wow, this is so different than any other guy I've dated in the last how many years here in this city. Let's go with this, and let's see where it goes. And the chemistry was great, and he's just an all-around terrific person. Very
awesome.
Compassionate and caring. Yeah, so
that's
I did hit the jackpot.
Well, you're very a very sweet girl, so you deserve it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So in your other job, Michelle Gerson is a media phenom in New York City. She kind of does a little bit of everything everywhere. But one of the things that you do, and one of the main things that you do, is you are a travel expert, and you do a radio show that covers travel and health and fitness in New York City. And one of the reasons that you travel as much as you do is to kind of come back and tell everybody what you think. So you go to Anguilla, and, you know, which I still can't say. Anguilla.
Yeah.
Thank you. First thing I need to learn before I go there is to learn how to say it. So tell
me,
us.
My fiance the whole time was like, he said it wrong the entire trip. So don't feel bad.
I'd have to have like it written on my, I'd have to take a Sharpie and write it on my hand phonetically. So I'd be able to. So what's Anguilla like?
Anguilla is beautiful. They have 33 powder white sand beaches, so the beaches are gorgeous. And one thing that I loved is we went to a few different beaches, and even though the island was full, it's peak season, and most of the resorts were at capacity, you felt like you had your own island. I don't know where everyone was, but it wasn't crowded, so the beaches were beautiful. They're a culinary destination in that there are so many restaurants around the island, over 120 restaurants on just this 30 45-square-mile island, and you find everything from these five-star restaurants serving international cuisine to these little beach huts that have great local seafood, and they're so proud of their seafood because it's local, it's caught that day, and it's a really friendly island. It's great. It's a great place to visit.
You know, my wife is from Colombia, the north coast of Colombia, which is where the Caribbean and the Atlantic meet. Just below, not Barbados, Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump plane right away. So whenever we go there and we go to the beach, you're pretty much sitting on the beach and a guy walks up to you and says, "What do you want for lunch?" And, you know, one fish, two fish, three fish, blue fish. And an hour later, there's your fresh fish that you just watched him go out and catch. And your patacones, you know, which is this smashed banana thing, and that he just climbed up in the tree, and your coconut milk. Everything that you watched him go get and cook and prepare for you is right there for your lunch, and it's delicious. It's amazing. Forget the five-star white tablecloth
hotels.
You got a guy basically going out in the rowboat catching your lunch. There's nothing better. It's unbelievable.
Agreed. I was there for Festival Del Mar, the seafood festival that they have annually, and it was great. I mean, you look on any one of these guys' grills, and there was these huge spiny lobsters and crayfish. They're known for mahi-mahi and kingfish and triggerfish and lionfish. And if I had more time.
All right. So if anybody wants to get more information, where can they go? Where would you suggest they go to get more information?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is michellegersonspassport.com, or they can just Google Anguilla, and they can go to ivisitanguilla.com, and it's the tourist board's website. They can get info there, and they can listen to my show, Michelle Gerson's Passport, which is heard on AM 970, The Answer, in New York. They can go online and listen to it, and we'll probably air the Anguilla episode in about a week or two.
There it is. If you're looking for your little bit of a getaway, Anguilla.
Good job.
And you can see where Michelle's ring was on the ocean floor there. It's 48 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not available in California.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 6565. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 6565. That's readyforfresh.com, code 6565.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2406. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me.
me, Proactiv really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactiv, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-644-2406. That's 1-800-644-2406. One more time, ready? 800-644-2406.
You are listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Happy Friday. I'm Rich McFadden along with Michelle Jerson and Kara Schillen. Doug's digging up phone lines in his backyard right now, looking for any kind of connection. Hopefully he'll get back to us. It's 51 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Get up, get ready, get on your way to your day. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be beautiful here on the East Coast until later when we start getting a little rain. So hopefully your day has some sunshine. And it's Rich McFadden with Michelle Jerson and Kara Schillen. I'm having a hard time saying both of your names together today for some reason. There's like there's too many shiz in there.
You're like Doug. Michelle. Every morning he tells me a different way that he would prefer to pronounce my last name. So. Yeah, he said, oh, maybe we should do...
Skilling.
Yeah, every day it's something different. And I'm like, sure, Doug, whatever you want.
So it's Schillen, S-C-H,
yep.
Okay. So would you rather, if you were to change your name, what would you change it to?
Like Smith or something.
Would you?
So, no, I actually like it.
Yeah.
But it's actually S-H-I, not S-C-H. And everybody gets it wrong. Everybody spells it wrong.
It's right on your paychecks when you get it at the end of the month, right?
I think so.
All right, well, that's all about.
Well, it's,
that's
all it seemed to be working so far, so.
All right. So yesterday, one of Doug's favorite little segments now to watch on TV is James Corden when he does this karaoke thing. And yesterday, if I can find it here, Kara, where's it at? He had J-Lo on to ride around with him in the car. Oh, there it is. And so they did the carpool karaoke with Jennifer Lopez. And here's J-Lo and James Corden singing Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Do you mind if we listen to some music?
No, no.
All right, let's take it back.
Even if you were broke, my love.
in the escalade, saw the W days to the valet. Knew that it was late when you look at me.
I would love to be the host of this segment or this show. It would be so much fun to ride around with some of your favorite singers, even though I have a horrible voice.
Think you ought to know. Doesn't matter if you're bumming out of control.
And not that I'm a fan of J-Lo's music. I mean, she's very good. There's no debating that. I mean, I'm a huge fan of her show Shades of Blue on NBC. Have either of you been watching that show at all?
I haven't watched it, but she was actually on The View yesterday, which I see sometimes when I'm working after the show. And, yeah, everyone just says it's amazing.
It is a phenomenal show.
And I heard it just got renewed for a second season.
Good, because she is fantastic in it. It's her and Ray Liotta are really, really good in that show. So I don't know how they're going to keep it going, because the storyline is just, it's basically her and Ray Liotta are dirty cops, and they get busted for being dirty cops, and now they're trying to get out of it and escape. So I have no idea how they're going to take it anywhere for another season, but I hope they do, because it's great. So here, Corden asks her about the rumor that she had her butt insured.
Did you insure your butt from
No!
No.
No. There is no such thing
as that. How can you insure your butt?
I think there is a place in your homeland where you can insure certain things. You know, like parts of your body.
Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think that exists. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Not here, I don't think.
Because it would be odd to insure your...
Or anything.
No, but I get it. If you're a piano player,
and
you insure your hands, but you didn't insure the butt.
No.
I was going to say, what are you doing with it?
Let's not talk about it.
Isn't it in case you sit on something sharp? You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Something happens to it.
Something happens to the booty.
Disappears. Somebody steals it.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Well, the CVS have insured my ass.
Oh, good.
But only, not for me, for the viewers, in case it gets seen and people are traumatized.
So, Michelle, if you were to insure one body part, which one would you pick? If you were to say, oh, no, this got messed up, I want to be paid for it.
Yeah, probably my voice. My voice box.
Makes sense. That's how you make your living.
Exactly.
Kara?
I think I'd go for my head. That seems pretty important. Can I go for the head as a whole thing? That's a lot.
You know, you're getting a lot of your money there.
As we sit here and think about it, you know, Jennifer Horn, our friend, has been laying home on her couch for the last 2 weeks, face down, trying to reattach her retina to the back of her eyeball. Everything's going well on it, but it makes you think about things like this. You know, your legs. I just was helping my neighbor the other day with his wheelchair, adjusting his foot pedals on his wheelchair because it was uncomfortable for him. And you take for granted your eyes, your legs, your butt. So don't take anything for granted. Get out there and use it all today. And have a great day. It's 58 past the hour here on Doug Steffen. Good day. The power hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.